Primary school teachers have been issued with new guidance for helping homeless children. It comes from their union, the INTO, which says this is a growing problem in the classroom. John Boyle, who's the INTO General Secretary, joins us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
You have issued guidelines in this area in the past, I think, so why have you decided to revisit them now?
Yeah, we did, Rachel. I suppose we first began advocating for homeless children back around 2016-17 when the numbers were reaching close to 1,000, I think, at the time. And in the intervening years, our members are looking for a lot of help because they have, unfortunately, way more children, over 4,500 now in the recent figures. And I suppose they're contacting our office looking for maybe a revision of the guidance that we published in 2019 in conjunction with Focus Ireland. And some changes have happened in the meantime. We can probably do a little bit more ourselves now than what we could do 5 years ago in terms of webinars and so on. It's not something that we want to have to do, Rachel, I have to say. You know, no trade union wants to have to publish something like this, but we want to help our teachers who are grappling with this in the absence of much more support from government, I have to say. We have also contacted the Department of Education last year looking for specific supports for children who are homeless and for their schools. And they have done that in the past for other groups of children at other times of crisis, but it fell on deaf ears because I think this situation falls between two stools in the eyes of the department. They have a scheme for supporting disadvantaged schools. They have a scheme for supporting special educational needs. But homelessness is happening all over the country, and they really need to have a specific scheme of support to support these children, we feel.
I'm looking at a statement just issued to us from the Department of Education, and it says the department continues to engage with all stakeholders in relation to supporting children at risk of educational disadvantage, including those experiencing homelessness. So what more could they do?
Well, we would feel, I suppose, that they certainly have reviewed the JESH programme and they brought more schools into it. But a lot of children who are homeless, I was a principal teacher in the leafy suburbs of South Dublin, and even in a school like that, we were experiencing homelessness back as far as, I think, before I finished there in 2019. I had to organise with the Vincent de Paul that a family who were out of home for 6 or 7 days around Christmas, that I had to organise that they were put up in a hotel in Ballsbridge. The school and Vincent de Paul paid for that, and to organise some Christmas vouchers and meals for them. So the department certainly could do a little bit more. And I feel maybe that's what's really needed here is that they look at the schools that have a high percentage of children who are homeless and give them some additional resources to help with, you know, the provision of uniforms and learning materials and sometimes even meals, although I have to say the Department of Social Protection has stepped up in that regard.
Because haven't a lot everywhere. Of those schemes been extended? And presumably also, if a teacher has serious concerns about a child's welfare, there are guidelines in place.
There are indeed, and you know, we have TUSLA as well, but I suppose from a practical point of view, you know, these poor children, in order for them to be able to focus, engage and thrive, like, they have disruptive sleep patterns, often have to spend a long time on buses to get to their school, like a routine, they're hungry, limited access to resources like uniforms, as I said, and there's a big emotional impact on that, on the whole family and often on the class then, other children obviously trying to do their best to reach out and support them and other families. So we feel that this guidance will be well received. The iteration that we produced 5 years ago was well received, and we've just updated it slightly to help our teachers to be able to support these very, very vulnerable children. And of course, schools do work with social services in these situations, and you know, there's an in-school counselling scheme now that's at pilot stage, but these children need the help now. They can't be waiting for pilot schemes to be reviewed in a number of years' time. So I still believe firmly that where there's a high concentration, especially of these children, the department needs to come in, or some department, whether it's social protection or education, with specific supports for those children.
All right. John Boyle of the INTO, thank you for talking to us.